Hello.
Yes, hi. May I speak with Stephanie?
Speaking.
Hi, my name is Jerry, calling for National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues.
Yes.
About issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including radio, internet, television, print?
No.
Okay. Are you 21 and older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, I know it's been a long wait up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not.
Okay, what is your race?
I'm African-American.
Thank you. And what is your age?
60.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if the most important. 5, it is somewhat important, and 0, if isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one, reducing substance abuse in our communities.
Very important. I'm sorry, 10.
Thank you. Next one, making college more affordable.
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Improving K through 12 education.
10.
Thank you. Now, I know thinking about race relations in America, do you think these are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Getting worse.
And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, about the same? Which of the following do you feel having the most negative impact on the African-American community? Alcohol, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, vaping, cigarettes, opioids and fentanyl, marijuana and other cannabis products, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack? Thank you. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or want quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African American community?
I agree.
And that is a strongly agree or just somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you your rate you're familiar with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. The first one. Heat not burn tobacco products.
I'm not familiar.
Okay. Oral nicotine pouches.
Repeat that, nicotine.
Oral nicotine pouches.
Not familiar.
Okay. Electronic cigarettes or vapes.
I'm familiar with those.
Somewhat familiar. Or very.
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, yes, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That is about 1 in 5 deaths, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for this change? More education and anti-tobacco advertising, cost of smoking has gone up, more government restrictions and bans, or introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market?
I'm going to say because of the pricing.
I'm sorry? The cost of smoking.
The cost of, yes, the cost.
Okay, thank you.
A lot of people now, can't afford to keep.
Thank you. We almost finished with the survey. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement 8, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. And statement B, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we'll be dealing with for decades to come. Which of these statements do you agree with more, statement A or statement B?
Statement B.
And does strongly agree or just somewhat agree with statement B?
Strongly agree,
okay. Now, continuing with the survey, would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
Vaping is more harmful.
And would you say vaping is much more harmful than smoking or just somewhat more harmful?
Much more harmful.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, when 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. From 0 to 10, how agree are you with this statement?
10.
Thank you. The next one, quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 on 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine together. From 0 to 10, how agree are you with this thing?
10.
Thank you. And the last one. Opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government use harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refused to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use, and Europe and Japan to combat cigarettes by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. From 0 to 10, how agree are we with this thing?
10.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you don't do it. But I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes, through sensation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can or want quick cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African American community. Are you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat disagree. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Smoke less tobacco, such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Okay. Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Electronic cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Okay. Cigars?
No.
Okay. Pipe tobacco?
No.
Okay. And the last one, oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Now, switching here a little bit, the last few questions are for the statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Come out two years of college.
Thank you. And are you married and married, living with a partner, single, separate?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Thank you. Now, how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
You said suburban or rural?
Yes.
Suburban.
Rural. Okay, suburban. Rural. Thank you.
Suburban.
Now, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No, I do not.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the 2024 elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.